am driving right now, so if you hear noise, that's why. Also, I might be going to Wendy's, so if I cut this off for a minute and come back, it's because I went to Wendy's. I don't even know how long I'm going to have time to do this, honestly, because my break is up at, like, 1:14, so I'm going to try to give you guys the quickest podcast ever episode if I can. Also, guys, again, like I always tell you guys in the beginning and the end of every episode, if you want to send me a quick email to mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com, it'll be in the description of every episode. If you want to talk, get advice, whatever, just send me a quick email. I'll check them at least once a week at the most. I want to talk to a girl talk series with you guys. I believe this is part 5, I believe. And I want to do it about, you know, I think as women, I don't know what I'm going to title this yet, but I think the title is going to be somewhere around, like, you know, Is He the One? I think a lot of mistakes we make in our relationships as women is that we think we've met the right guy. We think we've met the right person. In reality, is we haven't. We know nothing about that person. We don't know anything about their background. We have to sit down and do a whole, like, interview, ask them questions, play around with some questions, and try to figure out who they are and where they come from and all these crazy things that we as women have to do when we're talking to someone new, because we're not even sure if they are who they say they are. I want to talk to you guys because I feel like now that I'm finally in peace and a good relationship, I feel like I can actually give you guys the correct advice and not just saying anything out of my ass. So, but honestly, guys, I will say this to you guys. A lot of people make that mistake in all their relationships. You go out with your girl to a club, guy gives you his number, you start hanging out. You don't know nothing about this man yet. Slept with him, you just going by little same details, you was barely anything at that point, the beginning stage, you maybe meet a man at church, not all churchmen are what they claim to be, just let you guys know. Also, you might meet a man while you're out at Walmart, grocery shopping, or wherever you meet a man, okay, you meet this guy. The problem is, you don't know this guy, he doesn't know you, you just the same numbers, you're trying to get to know them, they can be telling you anything, they can say, hey, I got my own mansion, I got my own Mercedes, really driving a Honda, nothing wrong with a Honda, just example, driving a Honda, ain't got no job, living with their mama, or living in some messed up abandoned house, or whatever, you don't know, just anything, these are all examples, all, not throwing shade at nobody, but, yeah, and you think you're all excited, because you're like, oh, this is the one, and you believe it in your mind that they are the one for you, and you got yourself all hyped up, and everything is just going well, or you think so. I think that's the mistake I made in all my relationships. I didn't know any of the guys I dated. None of them. I remember meeting guys through friends. I remember meeting guys on dating sites. I remember meeting guys in the store. I remember meeting guys out somewhere. But I didn't know them. They didn't know me. It was just a quick, brief encounter, exchange numbers, talk. You know, you have a little bit of conversation, but you don't really know them. And that's the mistake you make. It's so important. And this is advice I'm giving you that I've learned from my therapist, too. You have to know who you date. You have to take time and be friends with that person for months and months, and then you take it to the next level. Because that's the mistakes I've made in all my relationships. I was never friends with any other guy. Never. We talked for months. Next thing you know, we're in a relationship. I didn't know the guy. He didn't know me. And then we went into this relationship not knowing anything about each other, but trying to make this relationship work. Then we're both sitting there looking stupid because we're like, well, why is the relationship not working? Why is this happening? Why is that not happening? Because we didn't know each other. We're just going into this blindfolded. My therapist told me a story about a couple that she canceled, and she told me that they come in there for sessions, they met at a club, slept together the first night, didn't know anything about each other, and then all of a sudden now they're in therapy because they have a problem, they didn't know each other, they slept together one night, ran off and got married, and that's their life, and that's when it hits me, like, you really got to know who you're dating, because a lot of times in my past, I didn't know who I was dating. I was always just assuming, oh, this is Johnny or blah, blah, blah. And you think that Johnny is the one, or you think that Johnny is this great person, and we don't know Johnny. And I'm about to go to Wendy, y'all. So if I cut this off for a second, because I went to Wendy, I just want to see how long the line is. I'm not even really hungry, y'all, for real. I don't know. I'm not that hungry. I just want something to, oh, yeah, Wendy's line is not that long, but I don't feel like waiting up in it. Yeah, guys, I'm not going to Wendy's. I lied. I'm not going to Wendy's today. I don't feel like it. But anyway, so I would always make those generalized mistakes. And I didn't know why I was making those mistakes. And I was just, you know, because I think a lot of times women, let's be realistic, I'm a woman, I know, I've been there. We get lonely. We want that affection. We want that attention. We want a man to make us feel good. And we feel like if we don't have that affection, that attention from a man, we're not complete. And y'all can say, no, that's not me. I know, so that ain't me. You can say it all day long, but I've been there. Trust and believe. I've been that female that wanted some attention, was a little bit lonely, and I just wanted a man to make me feel good. And once he did that, I felt good in that moment, but then later on, it was like, oh, what the hell did we just do? So, guys, I don't know if I should eat or not. Should I go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a donut? No, I'm not going to eat nothing, because I'm really not that hungry. Yeah, I'm just going to go back to work, because that's what I'm going to do. I don't really want to waste money on food I'm not going to eat, because I'm not that hungry, to be real with you. I'm on my period, and I'm just, like, not even really hungry like that. If I get hungry later, I'll eat something, which probably won't be till I get home. But anyway, back to my story. Sorry, y'all. I know that's a little too much information. Sorry. But anyway, so I made those mistakes of being with men, and I was like, why do I keep meeting these same kind of men? Why do I keep getting dogged out? Why does it keep happening to me? And it was because I kept putting myself in situations dealing with men. And you got to think about it, too. As a lot of men seek out women who are weak, who are naive. They look at you. They didn't seek you out. They can tell if you insecure. They can tell. And trust me, a lot of times men knew that about me. I would even admit to a man sometimes I was dating, well, I don't like my hair. I don't like my butt. I don't like my body. Or I don't like my smile. Or I don't like this about myself. I'm so insecure. And they knew that, and they took advantage of that. Is it right? No, but most men, they feed off your insecurities a lot of times. They do. And I would say, you know, you just didn't know who you were dating. You know, you would go into it with blinders on. You would think you knew this person. You didn't know them, but you continued to pursue this person. You know, a lot of times we can be dating somebody for years and still not even know them. They could have told us a lie about everything. They may have told us some true stuff. Some stuff may not have been told at all, but you don't really know the person. You know, a lot of times in my relationships, I made those mistakes. I would be like, oh, I'm dating this guy, thinking I knew them because they told me a little bit of things about themselves or their family or friends or their past, but I didn't know that person, and they didn't know me. And then we would find out these little things about each other and be like, oh, my God, I didn't know this about you. Why didn't you tell me? And, of course, that person was giving me the side of, like, I thought I told you. Well, I didn't think I had to tell you this. It's like, I think you did because we're in a serious relationship now. But a lot of people don't do that. They aren't going to sit down and tell you all the things about themselves because they don't want you to know. Half the time, they're like, I don't want this girl to know all this stuff about me. I'm trying to live my life and keep doing what I'm doing without anybody knowing what I'm doing. So you got to look at those things when you're going into it with blinders on. And I think a lot of times we tend to do that. In my last relationship, I really thought the guy I dated, I thought he wanted to get married. I thought he wanted kids. He was telling me all the time, well, you know I want kids. You know I want to get married. Now, all this future, he was saying, you know, at one point, I'm going to want us to live together and do all these things. And I'm believing it because I'm like, yes, he wants marriage. He wants kids. He wants all the things that I want. I was believing. I was eating it up. I was, and in the end, he really didn't want kids. When I would bring the conversation up later on, he would be like, oh, I didn't say that. And I would be like replaying it back in my head, like, yes, you were sitting right here, but you said this, you said that. He's like, no, I didn't. So it was like all the things I wanted, he didn't want, but he didn't know how to tell me that. So in a sense, it's like it's so important that before you even cross that threshold of let's be boyfriend or girlfriend, let's get married, let's be husband and wife, you've got to sit down and really get to know that person. Sit down and figure out what you like and don't like. Because that way, when you get to that stage of a relationship where you're like, let's date, you know, you have all your facts. You have all everything written out on paper. You know what this person is about, what they're not about. And if you don't like them, you can run because you have not crossed that line of saying, I'm your girlfriend, I'm your wife. You can just say, nope, I'm sorry, you're not the one for me. Let me move on, let you go and find your right person. I'm going to find my right person. And I think that's what needs to be done more when we meet people. We need to take that test, do a test with them. Like my therapist tells me, you do a test run with every guy you meet. You do a test run with them. You find things out about them. Like she told me a test she did with the guy she liked. She said, tell a man no and see how he reacts. She said she told a guy she couldn't come to his house to see him because he was working. She says, no, I can't see you. Well, the guy blew up. He had a fit. He was pissed because she couldn't come. She said the way he reacted let her know that, he's a little upset right now. This is how he reacts in situations. But if you meet a guy that you say, no, honey, I can't do that, and they react calm, and that's the guy you want to be with. But don't be with that man that reacts all cuckoo and crazy if you can't make a date or something happens. So I think that's what I'm saying to you as women, and because I've been there too,
we got to make sure we're picking the right option, especially women out there. If y'all are single parents like myself and you got kids, you got to make sure that you're bringing the right person around your child, you know. And I'm funny about that. I don't even let people meet my daughter unless we've been dating for 6 months or more. The last mistake I made with that decision was letting the last guy I talked to, the one who turned out not to be the one, Oliver is going to be his nickname. I think it's, no, Oscar. Oscar is his nickname that I gave him, because I'm not even going to say his real name on here. But I made that mistake of letting him pressure me into meeting my daughter. And it was the biggest mistake of my life. Then I met his kids, and it just happened so fast that I felt like it should never happen. And so now I'm very strict on that. You know, it's like I got to be more stricter. But, of course, my guy best friend, who's not my boyfriend, he's met my daughter, and he's my best friend, so it doesn't matter. But that's different. But we just have to be more cautious of the decisions we make and who we choose to be around and surround ourselves with. A lot of times I think we get into this whole mold of we got to have the perfect guy, perfect is perfect that. And you got to think that half time those guys that we think are Mr. Perfect, they're not Mr. Perfect. They don't have their own house, their own car. They're fronting for the world, sagging their pants to the ground. They this is something I'm going to take from Erica Mennon. When I did that podcast about should we have to defend our men, I kind of agree. You get men out here that wearing fake jewelry, fronting, don't know who they are, acting like they're something they're not, trying to be cute for you, when really they ain't even who they're supposed to be. So I kind of got to agree with her on that. So you got to be careful when you pick your man, because then you do end up with somebody who you don't want to be with, especially when you're making children. You got to be very cautious. I learned that lesson from my child's father. Just, oh, my God. Big mistake, but, you know, beautiful blessing with my daughter in the end. But you got to be careful, because then you get stuck and you have a child, and that child is here forever. The child ain't going nowhere. So you got to just be very, very careful about the decisions you make, who you choose to be around, and things like that. And don't let your single girlfriend coach you into doing a damn thing. Don't let your girlfriends who've been married for years or dating for years with that man tell you anything. Because I'm going to tell you something. Just because your girlfriend's been married for years or she's been dating her man for years does not mean she has it all together. A lot of times people are in these relationships for 5, 6 years, not even happy. Behind the scenes, they're arguing every day, not getting along, not happy, cheating, all kinds of stuff. But they're not going to tell you that because they want you to think, oh, that's my best friend. I got the perfect marriage, perfect life, perfect everything. No. So I think the best thing to do is kind of, you can listen to what your friends tell you, but also take your own advice as well. If you feel something, just because Marianne tells you, girl, he ain't cheating, he fine, he might really be cheating on you. So if you feel it, go with your senses too, because you never really know. And I know our friends and girlfriends mean well when they give us advice, but sometimes it's not always the best advice, and sometimes it's not always needed. It's not that it's needed to listen and let me figure it out on my own. So a lot of times you just have to be very, very cautious with things like that. As far as, like, do we know this person? You know, I think a lot of times, but every time I go in a relationship, I always tell the man I want to get married and have kids. They always say they want it. But then as you start to date them, sometimes I used to start to see, they say they want marriage and kids. Why haven't they asked me? Or why are they not talking about it as much as I do? So you got to put that together when you're on your first date. Ask that person, like, hey, do you want to get married? Do you want kids? Where do you live? Where do you work? All these kind of things. Just ask questions. Do you have a whole bunch of kids? Just ask the questions you want to be asked. And if they act funny about answering them, or they don't answer them, or they answer them in a way that you feel like, hey, this is not what I want, you can always walk away. That's why it's called the first, second, third date, because you can always walk away. You don't have a ring on your finger. You gladly can walk away and say, I'm sorry, John, this is not going to work out. I wish you the best. And that's all you can do in these type of situations. But what I don't want is more women out here hurt. Because as a woman myself, I know what that feels like. It hurts like hell. I don't want us to keep hurting. I don't want us to keep running from man to man, trying to fix the problems that the last man gave us. So we're trying to fill that void. I've done that before, too. I'm honest with y'all. So don't try to fill that void in the man. Because men can't fill that void for you. You got to fill that void for yourself. And I'm learning that now in therapy. So everything I'm telling you guys in this session, I've learned it from my therapist. I've learned it from experience. And now I'm putting it together. And I want to tell you guys about it, because I don't want you guys to ever end up in situations like me, where you end up in a situation where you're not happy, or you end up in a situation where things didn't go the way that you exactly wanted them to go because you did some wrong thing. And I don't want to see anyone out there getting hurt, but I want us to make good decisions. You know, sometimes we meet men and we know they're not about nothing, but because we're so caught up in what they told us, we're like, oh, well, John is this, John is that. John ain't about a damn thing. We know he's not, but of course we're going to stick by. I knew in a lot of my relationships, the guy wasn't about a damn thing. But I stayed because in my mind, I loved them. In my mind, I believed what they told me. In my mind, I didn't care what they had done or was doing. Like I said, it's just a lot of factors that play in when you think, is he the one? Because I think a lot of times we want that guy to be the one so bad that we stay in situations that we shouldn't stay in. Like, I've had thousands of daydreams about my dream husband, when I'll get married, how he'll look and all of that stuff. And I'm being real with you. My dream husband doesn't have a face. When I daydream about my husband, in the past, he didn't have a face. He was just, I was just this happy family one of mine. Now, it's funny because when I daydream about my husband now, the face is my best friend. The face is him. And I told him this earlier. I said, babe, when I daydream now, I see your face. When I used to daydream in the past, I didn't see a face. What's funny about it now is, guys, when I kiss with my eyes closed. In any of all my relationships, I never kiss with my eyes closed. I always have my eyes open. But when I kissed my best friend for the first time, my eyes were closed. And I told him, I said, I've never done this before. And I knew it was real. I knew it was genuine because we were both on the same page. I knew that this man was it. I knew that my whole life, all this 13 years of him trying to pursue me was real, that I should have probably allowed myself to be pursued, but I was scared. So I wouldn't allow myself to even go there with him. I look back at a lot of my old relationships and think, what the hell was I thinking? And I think about all the advice he gave me during those times and all the advice I gave him during his bad relationships. And I just thought, why the hell did I give him a chance then? Why was I so scared back then? And now I'm going to tell you guys the best decision I ever made in my life, because think about it, guys. I get to spend the rest of my life with my best friend. I get to love on him. I get to have a future with him. I get to build a home with him. I get to share a life with him. And nobody can take that away from me. And this is somebody that's known me for years. He's not a stranger on the street. He's not a random person that I met in a store. But he's somebody who genuinely knows me and genuinely loves me and genuinely gives his all. He doesn't hold back. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about the relationship that I have created with my best friend, and that nobody can take away from me. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about when you know who you're dating, when you know he's the one, when you don't have to second guess it, when you know that it fits like a puzzle piece, when you're not guessing. And I feel like a lot of times, I want to say this to you guys, I apologize for my last situation, because I came on here and did this love talk with you guys, told you guys I was in love and all these things. And I'll be real with you guys, I thought I was in love. Keyword thought. I was not in love. I thought I was in love. I was caught up in infatuation. I was caught up in trying to get over a previous relationship. I was caught up in all the BS he told me. I was caught up in the glitz and glam of being in a relationship and finally being happy again. I wasn't thinking about any of the factors I should have been thinking about. And looking back at that now, I'm like, Sherelle, what were you thinking? But I'm also like, Sherelle, thank God that when you cut him loose, when he came back, you didn't take him back, because you thought about what you had in store and you did not want anybody to tarnish that. And I think a lot of you women, I want you out there to know, if nobody can relate to you, I can. I want you to know that if your past comes knocking at your door today or tomorrow and you know the red flags are right there, do not give in. Text them back and say, I'm moving on. Block them if you have to. Do what you have to do, but don't open those doors. Because a lot of times we don't realize when we reopen the doors to our past, we're letting all that hurt and pain back in. That person can say they're sorry 1,000 times, but that pain never fades. Because even now, as I sit here talking to you guys about Oscar, all the things he did to me during the three or four months of us talking was hell. And that's all when I think about him, I think about all the shit he put me through. And when I think about that, it makes me never want to deal with him again, because I think about all the things he did to hurt me and all the things I put up with, and I don't know why. And so when you're always thinking about your past, think about that. This time I think about my ex for 2 years sometimes, and I go, well, dang, I wonder what would have happened if we worked out. But then I think about all the stuff he did to hurt me, think about all the stuff I did to hurt him. I think about all the things that he didn't want that I wanted, and I think it's just not healthy, Sherelle. And it's okay to think about your past sometimes. We all sit and reflect on our past, and we think about, oh, what could have been with Johnny, what could have been with Samantha or whoever. We all think about what could have been and how things could have been differently, and if we could go back in time, what we would have done differently. And that's fine to think about it, but don't dwell on it too long, and just don't open those doors back to the past. Because I'm going to tell you, boys will come back looking for you like crazy. Good. All my relationships, all my exes have came back. They'll find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram, they'll text my phone. they like detectives. They'll text from a different number. They just don't give a damn because they want to try to win you back. They want to say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you were right. I made all these mistakes. They want to say, I'm sorry. I did this and that. Can we fix this? And you need to tell them, hell no, you can't fix it. What's done is done. Nobody can go back in time and fix what somebody has done to you. You can't go back in time and you can wish it was different, but some things just are not different. It's nothing you could have done differently. It's nothing they could have done differently. It's just really a situation that is unavoidable. And so you have to get that strength to move on and to know your worth and to know what is best for you. And I want all of you to know that you can find love. It's attainable. So I want all of you to also know, if you have that guy friend that's been trying to get at you or that gives you advice and you feel some chemistry there, don't close the door on that of dating. Don't be scared like I was, because I was scared in the beginning to date my best friend. I really was. I didn't want to ruin that friendship. But now that we're dating, it's the most beautiful thing in the world, and I would never want to even think about being with somebody else for the rest of my life. I don't want you guys to close that door necessarily just because that person, you feel like they're not the one or they're this or they're that. No, I want you to keep the door open because, and always keep your friendship first. If your friendship is first, nothing can break that relationship. Go into it with the open mind frame. Like my therapist said, take the negativity out and do what you have to do. But love, love, love hard and don't have any regrets. Don't feel any kind of way. Just love the hell out of that person. And I want you guys to be aware that it does get better. It does get better. You have to keep the faith. You have to be strong. You have to know what you want. But always, above everything, keep the faith and stay strong. You know, love yourself. Love the hell out of you. But also love yourself enough to know that you deserve better and you deserve a good man. And like I'm going to tell you guys, anytime you're in a situation where you're not sure if he's the one, ask yourself. Sit there, really sit down in a quiet room, no matter what you're doing, sit down and think, is he the one? Why is he the one? What does he do for me? What makes him the one? You know, ask yourself all these questions, because make a list of pros and cons, but do it with knowing that you're trying to figure it out. You know, and follow. In the end of the day, you got to follow your heart. You got to do what's best for you, but make the right decision. Not only for you, but for people around you, because let's say, especially if you have kids, do it for your kids, but make good decisions. And so, again, I just come to you guys just to say to you guys, is he the one? Ask yourself this. Is the person you're with the one? Is the person you're talking to the one? Are you making the right decisions? And you'll figure it out. I just wanted to wrap this up now, guys. Thank you for listening. I thought I would do this episode because I thought, why not talk to my girls about is he the one, and what makes you, you know, what makes for a good relationship and what makes for a good guy. I hope you guys got something out of this. Everything I told you guys, my therapist was giving me, a lot of the stuff I'm giving you guys is from my experience, and most of it's also things I'm learning in therapy and I want to share with you guys. So, again, guys, if you have anything you want to talk to me about, you are welcome to go to mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com. Send me an email. I'm open to any suggestions on what you guys want to talk about. I will give you a shout-out. Whatever you need, just hit me up there. Again, it's always going to be in the description of, at the end of each episode. Anyway, guys, have a great, great month. It's a Monday. Great, great Monday. It's raining here. I'm like, oh, my God. Now I got to leave work and go get my mom a birthday gift. Her birthday is, I think, Wednesday. So I had to get her a gift. But I got to go in the rain, unfortunately, because I decided to skip out on going to Target on my lunch break. So I was scared about time. But I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. Enjoy your day. And ask yourself, girls, is he the one?